So we're continuing with the Rambam and Shorash Aleph. Now, what happens in much of Shorash Aleph, which is why Shorash Aleph is A, so long, and B, so interesting, is because what the Rambam and the Ramban do is they end up going through various mitzvos and assessing each mitzvah to determine its de'oraisa versus de'rabanan character, and this ends up to, like, as leads to many important debates about various mitzvahs. So whereas until now we've kind of been developing the principles of de'oraisa, de'rabanan, lo sasur, zakein mamre, now, for the next couple of weeks, we're just going to look at individual mitzvos and see how the Rambam and the Ramban assess them in terms of whether they are de'oraisa or de'rabanan. And one of the most interesting that comes up at the very beginning of the Shoresh is the mitzvah of challah. As we noted, the Rambam asks a kasha on the Bahag. The Bahag counts mitzvos mid'rabanan within his 613. And the Rambam says, how can you possibly do so if the Gemara in Maseches Makos explicitly says that they were nitdal to Moshe b'Sinai? They were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, which would seem to preclude the Rabbanan. So we noted the ways the Ramban responded to that argument. But one of the first kashas that the Rambam asks on the Bahag is v'histakal mimisha yishma l'shonam nemru lo l'Moshe b'Sinai. You clearly see that the language of the Gemara is that it was said to Moshe at Sinai. And he's counting something, Hallel, which is based on what? It's based on Tehillim. We know that Hallel, almost exclusively, aside from the Brachos, is made up of Mizmorei Tehillim. And how can you tell me that Hallel, which is all the composition of David HaMelech, who lives obviously a long time after Matan Torah, is something that is given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai? This is one of the Rambam's first questions on the Bahag. How can he possibly count Hallel? Hallel clearly was not given to Moshe at Har Sinai. And it would appear as if the Rambam has a support for the notion that Hallel is Midrabanan from an explicit Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yudalam and Aleph is discussing when you can make various hefsekos in Kriyashma, when you can stop to greet different kinds of people, different hierarchy, right, of different kinds of officials at different points, between the parshios, during the parshios, between psukim and the like. So you have those questions about hefsek, and then the Gemara says as follows, Ba'aminei achitan devei Rebbi Chiya merebbi Chiya, v'halalu v'megillah mahu sheyafsek. What about being mafsek in the middle of Hallel and Kriyas HaMegillah? Somebody comes to greet you in the middle of performing those mitzvahs. Are you able to stop or are you not? The Gemara says, Amrinan kal v'chomer. Can we say a kal v'chomer? Kriyashma de'oraisa posek Hallel de'rabanan mibaya. If Kriyashma, which is de'oraisa, you're allowed to stop in the middle, Hallel, which is mid'rabanan, you should certainly be allowed to. O Dilma Pirsume Nisa Adif. Or perhaps, because of this principle of Pirsume Nisa, it should be elevated to a higher stature. This is one instance in which Pirsume Nisa seems to elevate certain mitzvos midrabanan over mitzvos midoraisa. We find another example of this at the very beginning of Maseches Megillah on Daf Gimel. Kohanim Mevatlin Avodasan, in order to be Kore the Megillah. But the Gemara, at the very least, seems to be explicating that Hallel is midrabanan. Now, we should note, according to the Bahag, the fact that it is midrabanan is not necessarily a problem. Again, the Bahag is comfortable counting mitzvos derabanan, but for the Rambam, A, it is midrabanan based on this Gemara and Brachos, and B, it's impossible for it to be midoraisa, given that it was composed by David HaMelech. Now, the Ramban, in his response to the Rambam, notes a pretty obvious flaw in the Rambam's kasha on the Bahag from the fact that Hallel was composed by David HaMelech. And he notes that the Rambam himself seems to be remarkably inconsistent in a striking way. The Rambam says as follows, V'gam be'enai yipolamam ha'rav. What the Rambam just said, his kasha on the Bahag, is an absolute pella, it's an absolute wonder. Shehu atzmo mana b'mitzvos. What did he count? What did the Rambam himself count in the 613 mitzvos that would seem to open himself up to the same kasha that he posed to the Bahag? Mitzvah lehispalel, mitzvah tefillah, famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is tefillah midoraisa or is it midraban? According to the Rambam, there is a daily mitzvah deoraisa to pray. According to the Ramban, there's no daily mitzvah deoraisa to pray. Maybe be'ez tzara, there's a mitzvah deoraisa to pray, but not on a daily basis. And he points out, this is mitzvah hay in the Rambam, shenemar v'avatem es Hashem lokeichem v'chol avabim v'chol nafshechem, He says, it's very clear who was the one who composed the tefilos that we have. It was the Anshe Knesset Zagadola. He quotes a Gemara. Now the Rambam himself quotes in the first parak of Hilchos Tefila that it was Ezra HaSofer, who was metaking the language of Shmona Esrei, because the Jews were forgetting how to properly formulate their tefilos. We certainly know that the takana of having three tefilos a day is, again, a rabbinic enactment, even according to the Rambam, who holds that tefila is midoraisa, that, again, having three tefilos a day, he himself acknowledges, is something that came later midrabbana. And the Ramban himself says, "Vinei ledato tzarcha nefarish." Again, the Ramban himself does not hold that tefila is midoraisa on a daily basis. He says, according to the Rambam, what we would have to say is, "Shenitzdavu Yisrael lehispala ala kadosh baruch hu, sheyevakshu vimenu levado yisalem shalosam, v'yapilu lefonav tachanusam be'es tzarkam," that there was a mitzvah to pray to Hashem. They should ask for Hashem for anything that they need. They should present their supplications to only HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a time of need. But later, they instituted that the way you should pray is through this text of Shmona Esrei. The way you should pray is three times a day in these particular times. And he says, why can't you say the same thing for the Bahagim? All the things that we read about yesterday in Parshas Peshalach. Why can't we say there was just a generic mitzvah to praise God? To praise God in the aftermath of Yetzias Mitzrayim, thanking Hashem for all of the miracles that he performed for the Jewish people. That was a generic mitzvah. And later on, David HaMelech came, he created a formalized text for us, we call Shiras Mitzrayim, right? Or Halal Mitzrayim, I'm sorry, which recounts in the Halal that we say on every Yom Tov, right? We have portions that are devoted to discussing all the miracles that occurred in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is why we say it, right, on the Leil HaSeder as well. Halal Leil HaSeder is perhaps a little more complicated, but why can't you just say that there was this generic mitzvah, just like Tefillah? And later, David HaMelech was the one who came and formalized the text. And the Ramban goes a step further. Ramban himself acknowledges that there's a mitzvah midoraisa of shir that accompanies karbanos, right? The Levim would sing beduchanam. And again, we know that later on, as we know from our shir shel yom, there were particular mizmorei tehillim that the Levim would sing every day, but the mitzvah itself is midoraisa, and the mitzvah to sing is deoraisa. Later on, they adopted a certain formalized text for the words that they would recite during that shira. But it's quite conceivable that the mitzvah itself is midoraisa. What would the Ramban do with that Gemara in Brachos? Presumably, I think what the Ramban would have to say is that the Gemara there is specifically addressing halal that is midorabanan. Everybody agrees that certain instances of halal are not going to be midoraisa, right? Rosh Chodesh, for example, which we know is only minhag neviim, the latter days of Pesach, which is minhag neviim as well. I think the Ramban would have to say that that Gemara is specifically talking about those instances of halal. But in terms of the Rambam's kasha himself, the Ramban is bewildered by the fact that the Rambam is answering this, A, in light of the fact that there's such an obvious answer, and B, in light of the fact that the Rambam himself has to adopt a similar construct in other contexts. So what would we say for the Rambam? I think for the Rambam, you'd have to draw a distinction between the nature of the mitzvah of Hallel and the nature of mitzvahs tefillah, of the mitzvah of prayer. And it's not an obvious distinction, but perhaps the best source for that distinction is the Gemara in Brachos itself that we just cited. The Gemara is talking about Hefsek and Kriyashma. And what does it compare it to? It says, Behalel uvimegillah mahu sheyafsek. It compares Halel to what? Kriyas haMegillah. The Chakira that I think we have to address is whether any particular mitzvah is a mitzvah of Amira, a mitzvah of recitation, of some kind of generic mitzvah like we have by tefillah, a mitzvah to pray with the details that are formulated later, or a mitzvah of kriya, a mitzvah of a direct recitation of a particular text. Mashlama adavar dom. Would anybody tell you that Megillah is midoraisa, and later there's a mitzvah to, it was formalized in a certain text? Certainly not. It's almost inconceivable. The mitzvah is kriyas Megillah, right? You're reading a particular text. There are halachos of kriya that pertain to it. They are a little bit different than the halachos of kriyas Sefer Torah when you're reading a Sefer Torah, right? But there are laws of
kriya.
It's a particular reading. The whole point, the basis, the central component of the mitzvah is the reading of a particular text. Now, Hallel, in theory, could have fit into the category like tefillah, where there's this generic mitzvah to praise, with the details that are fleshed out later. But this Gemara in Brachos compares Hallel to Megillah. The Hallel of Megillah, do we create hefsek or do we not? Perhaps suggesting that the mitzvah of Hallel is a mitzvah of kriya. It's a mitzvah of reciting a particular text. What else might support that? What's the bracha that we recite on Hallel? Ashkenazim say, likro es ha-hallel, to read the Hallel. We don't say, le-hallel, right? That would be the obvious formulation, but we say, likro es ha-hallel. When you think about that nosach ha-bracha, it's a little bit strange. What do you mean to read the Hallel? You would say, le-hallel. Now, it is true that the Rambam himself does not have the nosach of likro es ha-hallel. The Rambam's nosach is ligmor es ha-hallel, but that's either the same thing or even worse. The Rush says ligmor and likro are the same exact thing. If you look at the Agos Maimonios, he says the reason why Ashkenazim don't say ligmor is because the Maharam Mirutenberg felt that the language of ligmor implies that you have to say every single word, gemira, like a language of completeness. You have to say every single word, and if you don't say every single word, you're not yotze. Now again, if it's just a generic mitzvah lahalel, you wouldn't say that you'd have to recite every single word in order to be yotze. Or maybe on a derabanan level, but certainly on a deoraisa level, the mitzvah is again this generic praise. It's a din in every single word. That sounds a lot like what? Like Kriya Sefer Torah. We know that if the Baal Koreh makes a single mistake, we're very insistent on making corrections because every single word is important. So I think what the implication is for the Rambam is that Hallel is a fundamentally different mitzvah from Tefillah. So what emerges between the Rambam and the Ramban is a very fundamental machlokes in my mind about the nature of the mitzvah of Hallel. For the Ramban, Hallel is a mitzvah of general praise that was formalized later into the text that we have now by David HaMelech. But for the Rambam, Hallel, perhaps counterintuitively, almost as a din kriya, almost as a din in like kriya satorah. And I think both of those have valuable takeaways in terms of the way we perform the mitzvah. Certainly the Ramban, as a generic outpouring of praise that was formalized later, that has the almost spontaneous component that tefillah is supposed to have as well. And I think even the Rambam would agree that certain types of Hallel are supposed to be like that, particularly Hallel B'Leil HaSeder, as I referenced earlier. But for the Rambam, I think there's also something to be said for the fact that the praise itself almost has an elevated Kedusha-like status, like a Kriyas HaTorah. That when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think from the Ramban standpoint, we should have that spontaneous element, but we should also recognize that Hallel is something to be taken very seriously, to the extent that it's elevated to almost the level of Kriya, like a Kriyas HaMegillah or Kriyas Sefer Torah.